sitting down, but I guess that's what happens when you're 80 years old.
我想大家要抱歉一下，但是当你当了过了八十几岁的时候，就需要坐下来了。
It's been a privilege to worship with you for over these 12 years that I've been coming on a regular basis.
这是神给我一个最大的权利，让我在跟你们在过去十二年跟你们来分享神的话语。
I want to bring you greetings from the church in North Sacramento that I'm pastoring.
我现在想到我在北。
There are five congregations that meet there on the weekend.
我在北这个 Sacramento 有一个 church， 然后我们在那里有五个教会在那聚会。
There's a Tongan church.
有这是
Tongan church. A Samoan church.
Samoan church.
A Laotian church.
有 Laos church.
A Spanish church.
有西班牙话的 church.
And an English church.
当然还有英文的教会。
The English church today is celebrating Thanksgiving with a dinner after their service.
今天在用英文讲的是他们今天有感恩节的午餐。
So I will hurry back after this service to join them for Thanksgiving celebration.
所以我今天还要跟你们讲分完讲到以后赶快就要赶回去赶回他们的午餐了。
I remember a few years ago celebrating with you at your Thanksgiving luncheon as well.
我记得几年前跟你们在这里吃过感恩节的午餐。Next week you could stay.
Yes. I wish I could be here.
他说我希望我能够在这里。
The food was good.
他说这个吃的东西是非常好吃。
Thank you for the time of worship this morning as we sang the Lord's Prayer and our focus has been on prayer.
所以我们今天的聚会是重心放在主导文和教我们怎么祷告。
I want to continue that theme as we look at this morning and as we see what God has to say about prayer.
所以我们要看看神对祷告怎么讲法。
If you remember in portions of scripture, we see where Jesus went away to be alone to pray.
所以在圣经记载说耶稣一个人跑到山上去在向神祷告。
There was a time when the disciples said to Jesus, teach us to pray.
然后这个他的门徒就跟他讲说主啊你教导我们祷告。
In the same manner, it probably would be what we would echo as well. Teach us to pray.
所以同样的我们这些做基督徒的基督的门徒也在求耶稣教我们祷告。
There are many passages in the scripture that talk about prayer, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
很多很多的经文在旧约跟在新约都讲到怎么样子祷告。
Probably the best known prayer that we know is the one in which we sang this morning, the Lord's Prayer.
所以最有名的祷告就是我们今天唱的那个，就是说主教导我们祷告。
We'll say a little more about that in just a moment.
我们会再会更深入的去讲一点。
But I would like you to turn in your Bibles or on your phone, however you follow along in the scriptures this morning, to Ephesians, the sixth chapter.And the 18th verse.
不管你是用手机或是用圣经版本，你把你的圣经打开到以弗所书第六章十八节。
I would like you to read this verse out loud again at this time, and then I have some comments that I'd like to share.
那我希望你们在这里用大声的念这个以弗所书第六章十八节。那我们现在就开始念以弗所书第六章十八节，这里讲到说以弗所，我再讲以弗所书第六章十八节，他说不要不叫人看出你进食，讲对了啊，对不起对不起，我翻错了，对不起，我就觉得不太对劲的样子。以弗所书第
Ephesians 6:18
六章十八节，对不起，我刚刚翻错了。以弗所书第六章十八节，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Let me simply say that one of the greatest privileges we have as Christians is to be able to pray.
我们最大的权利啊，做一个基督徒就是可以到上帝面前祷告。
In the past, we've talked about the goodness of God.
我们过去讲到上帝的对我们是如何的啊照顾。
We have said repeatedly, God wants to be our friend and have a personal relationship with us.
不要忘记，我们一直在讲说，神愿意跟我们做朋友，让我们愿意跟他有一个每一个人跟每一个人面对面的关系。
This morning, following this service, you're going to have a time to remember what Jesus did for us when He died on the cross and rose from the grave.
然后今天我们会讲到神的耶稣。才见的儿子耶稣死在十字架上，然后为了我们。
You're going to take the bread and you're going to remember that His body was pierced for us.
然后在我们讲到这个完毕以后，我们今天有圣餐，我们要饮他的杯，要那个吃他的肉。
You're going to drink of the cup which represents His blood which was shed for us.
我们要这个饮他的杯，就是代表他的血为我们而流。
Which gives us the privilege of being forgiven of all of our sins and belonging to the family of God.
因为血这样流了以后，把我们的罪完全洗去，然后而且我们就变成神家中的家庭里面的一份子。
The Bible says we've all have sinned.
圣经告诉我们说，我们都犯了罪。
We all fall short of the glory of God.
亏欠了神的荣耀啊。
But the Bible also says that Christ died for us to forgive us of our sins.
神的儿子为我们而死，就把我们的罪完全的赦免。
And all we need to do is simply invite Him to come into our lives.
我们唯一的需要做就是。仅仅的就是需要把它接到我们心
中。And by doing so, He says that He will come in, He will forgive us of our sins, and He will make us a new individual.
我们接他到我们心中的时候，他就说我们啊就能够罪赦免，就变成重新变成一个新人。
So it's important for us this morning to know that in this privilege we have with Jesus, that we can come to Him and pray at all times.
所以我们知道说，这是实在是我们神给我们带他的权利，就是我们可以到神面前向他祈求。
In my many years of ministry, people have said, "I'm not sure that I know how to pray."
我在服侍神已经多少年了，但是有很多老基督徒说，我不知道怎么样子祷告。
It's interesting that this morning we have just read one verse that tells us all that we need to know about praying.
我们在今天念说，就是一节圣经上告诉我们怎么样祷告。
If you're still looking at that verse in your Bible, I want you to notice several instructions that it gives us.
所以，如果你仍然这个圣经翻在那里的话，就是这个以弗所书六章十八节。
When you get home, I trust that you will look at Ephesians 6:18 again. And again,
我希望你们，我也相信你们会回到家里面看以弗所书第六章十八节一次，再看一次，再看一次，再看一次。
Listen to the instructions that are found in this verse. It says, "Pray in the Spirit."
在这里给我们看到，告诉我们说要靠着圣灵向多方祷告。
What does that mean?
这个告诉我们什么？
It simply is let God lead you.
这个就是说我们要靠着神的带领。
Listen to Him as He quietly speaks to you.
我们的祷告是要很，他用微小的声音跟我们讲话，我们要仔细的听他告诉我们怎么祷告。
Another instruction in this verse says, pray at all times. Pray at all times.
他这里说要这个要多方的祷告。要警醒不倦的祷告。
Brother and sisters, there is no bad time to pray.
弟兄姐妹，告诉你一个事情，就是没有个是不适当的时间向神祷告。
It's always a good time to pray.
向神祷告，只要你祷告，就是最好的时间。
Another thing this passage says, with all kinds of prayers.
告诉我们说，我们要多方的祷告。
Prayers for our emotions, prayer for the situations that go around us.
Yeah, 要为我们的心理情况祷告，要为我们的整个的这个身体的感觉祷告。
Prayers of celebration, prayers of praise.
然后在我们这个要庆祝事情的祷告，我们要赞美神的时候，我们也祷告。
God is pleased with all of our prayers all of the time.
只要我们祷告，神实在是不管什么时间都。
Another instruction in this verse is about everything. Pray about everything.
另外一个教导就是叫我们要多方的多好啊，多方的祷告。
No subjects off limits.
不管你什么事情都可以在神面前，任何事情都可以向神祷告。
The passage also says that always be ready to pray.
而且告诉我们说，我们随时随地都要警醒不倦的祷告。
It requires a plan.
然后我们向神祷告说，我们真的要心里要准备好向神这么祷告。
The passage says never give up praying.
而这个圣经告诉我们说，我们绝对不要放弃不祷告。
Never stop praying.
绝对不要停止不祷告。
Pray for, and then it says lastly,Pray for all people.
然后他说要多方的为众圣徒祈祷。
Pray for everybody.
要我们要为每一个人祷告。
How do we go about doing this?
那我们讲了这么半天，到底怎么样子，怎么开头去做呢？
I want to suggest a couple habits that you should form.
我在这里愿意给你们介绍一些习惯，你可以养成怎么样祷告。
The first habit that I want to encourage you is simply this. Keep a running conversation with God.
第一个，你要天天跟神有一个直接的会话。
The Bible says,Pray every occasion.
在任何要多方的祷告。
As the Spirit leads.
当神怎么带领我们。
The Bible says never stop praying.
圣经告诉我们说不要停止祷告。
Pray at all times.
圣经告诉我们说多方的随时祷告。
Now, Ron, I have a question for you.
这个翻译的人，我有个向你有个问题。
Here's my question.
我现在要问你一个问题。
Have you ever said to Linda or your children, "Am I breathing?"
啊，你有没有跟你的姐妹说，我有没有呼吸呀？我有没有在你面前，你有没有听见我在呼吸？
Here's my point, brothers and sisters.
这个整个的要点是说
We never think about breathing. It's something that happens from the moment we're born to the moment we die.
所以说你不会像你的这个家里姐妹说我有没有呼吸。
It's constant.
你生来到死都是就是这样子，天天你不呼吸就不在了。
We never give a thought about it.
我们从来不会去想到说我的呼吸，所以我们从来不会想到说我们要停止祷告。
That's exactly the habit God wants us to establish with.
所以神要我们养成一个习惯，就是说我们跟神祷告就像我们呼吸一样，不自觉的，但是你在天天在做，随时在做。
Just like we breathe, he wants us to pray.
就像我们的呼吸，像神给我们说，我们一定随时随地在呼吸。
So the first habit is to develop a running conversation with God.
所以第一个就是我们要跟神有一个面对面、随时随地的那个交通。
Another habit is to schedule prayer times throughout your day.
然后第二个就是我们每天要分出时间来跟向神祷告。
You remember the story of Daniel?
你记得但以理的故事吗？
In the Old Testament, Daniel was captured as a teenager and taken from his home into captivity.
在旧约时代的时候，但以理从被外邦人带到其他的地方去。
Daniel had been trained as a child to pray three times a day.
但以理在他小的时候就被家里人们训练到说一天要向神三次祷告。
And while Daniel was in captivity for over 18 years, Daniel practiced this plan day after day.
所以当但以理在那个被掳到其他地方，就是18年，他每天都三次向神祷告。
He scheduled a time to be alone with God three times a day.
他一天三次把分别为圣的时间跟神讲话。
Where he prayed and asked for wisdom, he asked for encouragement, he asked for strength, and he asked God to direct his path.
他向神祷告，求神给智慧，向神给力量，求神给一切的东西。
Brothers and sisters, we should be no different.
所以我们跟但以理没有不同，我们应该也要向神这样求。
We have a conversation with God that's ongoing, and we have a plan of meeting with God on a daily basis.
所以我们要跟神有对话，而且我们要计划好，给我们把时间计划出来，跟神有交通。
Now, this morning in our worship, we looked at the Lord's Prayer.
今天我们在我们的崇拜的时间，我们看过主祷文。
It's a model prayer that has been given to us in Scripture.
这是一个在圣经上给过我们一个祷告的范本。
It's a prayer that the disciples used, that Jesus used when the disciples came to him and said into them, "Teach us to pray."
这个就是说，当他的门徒，耶稣的门徒的晚上教我们祷告，耶稣怎么样子用这个例子来教他们祷告。
So in a very simple way, I want to take the Lord's Prayer and give you some tips on how to pray daily.
来说就是神教导我们在那里祷告。
The first thing, when you get up in the morning, I want to suggest that you get up with gratitude.
向你建议，你就要向第一个要对神说感谢神。
As you turn your feet out of bed and before you stand up, just simply say, God, thank you for the night of rest. God, thank you for protecting me and giving me a day to live for you.
然后当你还没把脚下床的时候，你就说谢谢主，你让我有一个很好的休息，然后你今天这一天都会保守我。
Remember what Jesus said in this prayer, the Lord's Prayer?
在这个耶稣的主导，我教导我们主导，你记得他怎么讲
？He says your Father knows everything you need before you even ask.
他说我们的天父已经在你问他向他祷告之前要求，他已经知道我们需要什么。
So this is how you should pray.
所以他告诉你这样子我们应该祷告。
Simply when you get up, our Father who art in heaven.
一开始我们想着说开始祷告就是说我们天上的父。
Recognize that every good gift.
他把他所有好的礼物都是给我们。
And every perfect present comes from the Father in heaven.
所有好的事情给我们的都是从神而来。
James discovered this in the book of James
when he came into
when he accepted Jesus into his life.
他当雅各接受耶稣到他心里的时候。
So part of your plan is when you get up in the morning, thank the Father in heaven for His consistent love.
所以我们这一开始要下床的时候，就是我们要谢谢父神给我们一直连续不断的爱。
And recall the ways that He has been good to you.
而且要想想他一生中间给我们多少多少的好处。
The next suggestion of their plan would simply be this.
第二个事情都在我们计划中间。
Give praise to God's names.
要向把神的名拿来赞美他。
The psalmist said, "Every day I will bless your name."
这个作诗的人这样说，每天我都来这个祝福你的话语。
And praise you forever.
祝福你的名，然后来赞美你不停。
So you might remember the promises that God has given us through His names.
所以我们知道说我们要赞美神的名，神的名是。
Let me just review with you a few things that God says about Himself.
所以我现在告诉你说神怎么样子说他自己。
He says, "I'm a loving Father."
神告诉我们说他是一个慈爱的父亲。
He says, "You're God who knows everything about you."
而且你的神是知道所有你的事情。
Your God heals you.
而你的神是医治你的神。
God is Almighty, all powerful.
神是全能全知的神。
And those who know your name trust in you.
而且所有知道神的名的人都是这样子真心的相信他。
For you, Lord, have never abandoned me.
因为神，你从来没有丢弃我们。
He is constantly with us.
他是永远随时随地都跟我们在一起。
So when I get up in the morning, I offer gratitude.
所以当我们开始早上起来的时候，我们要向神说。
When I pray, I pray with praise.
然后我们在祷告的时候，第一个我们要开始就要用赞美来祷告。
Maybe in the mid-morning, I remember those things that matter to me most.
在中午的时候，我会想到说，哎呀，在我这一天到底最要需要的是什么？
The Lord's Prayer says, "May Your Kingdom come."
然后这个主祷文里面告诉我们说，你的国降临。
And Your will be done in my life.
然后你的旨意还在我们身上行出来。
On earth as it is in heaven.
在这个地上，如同你的旨意行在天上。
What I simply do is I align myself with God's purpose and plan for me.
所以我把我自己跟神在天上的那个旨意连在一起了。
It is great news, brothers and sisters, to know that God has a plan for every one of us.
这实在是一个极大的对我们来的福音，就是说神已经跟我们连在一起了。
And His plan is not a plan of accident, but a plan for good.
他的那个计划并不是随时是忽然临时就想到，他是在永远到永远的计划好他的。
It's very easy to get distracted from what God has for us.
我们常常就会被旁的事情，把我们拉到出去，把神的在我们身上计划。
But when I stop and pray about what matters, I keep my focus on what God has in store for me.
所以，当我们来祷告时，我们就要知道神在我们身上到底有什么计划。
So I get up in the morning, I give gratitude.
当我早上起来的时候，我要对神说，我要谢谢他。
I give praise.
然后就向他赞美，赞美他。
I give dedication to remember what matters.
那么要就说把我们最需要的事情是献给神的。
And then I offer God my needs.
然后
Lord, you know what I need in my life.
然后其次我们才向神说，哦，你知道我们的需用。
You remember what the Lord's Prayer says? Give us today our daily bread.
你知道主祷文怎么讲说，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
You see, I can ask God about anything.
所以你知道我们可以向神要任何的事情。
And I ask anything in His name.
我们要找神要的时候，我们是奉他的名找他要。
As I make known my request to Him for myself, I also pray for one another.
所以当我们向神找我们要的事情，我们也为我们彼此弟兄姐妹为一起祷告。
I pray for other people.
我们也为我们其他的弟兄姐妹祷告。
Now, probably on the telephone, I speak to Ron most often.
在这个常常我在电话上，在你们中间，我跟这个翻译的庄弟兄常常在电话上有讲话。
We talk about the title that I'm going to preach and the scripture that I'm going to use.
我们常常说每一个哪一个礼拜天我要来的讲题是什么。
And then after we're done with that conversation, I'll say to him, well, last week in the bulletin, when I was last there, it mentioned sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so who had a need. How are they doing?
那个在我们讲话完了以后，这个我们这个周礼拜天我们要讲的讲几讲是吧，我们再问说，哦，在你们这个节目单上上个礼拜讲到有些弟兄姐妹有生病了，有病痛的需要，他们怎么样了。
Then I have the privilege of saying to Ron, how are you and Linda doing and the children?
然后我会问我这个翻译人说，哎，你跟你的姐妹还有你的孩子都好吗？
I love to hear what God's doing in the lives of other people.
我非常喜欢听神在我们每一个弟兄姐妹身上做的什么事情。
And that's why, brothers and sisters, God gives us the privilege to pray for one another.
所以神实在是给我们权利，为我们的在座的弟兄姐妹为各自祷告，为彼此祷告。
And may I say this, and I'm passionate about this.
你希望得到你允许，我这是我心中最想要讲的。
If someone asks you to pray for them,
也假如什么人要请你为他祷告。
It's important that you circle back later and ask them how was that prayer answered or how are you doing.
所以你祷告以后，你如果还有机会，以后碰到他就说，哎，那天我们的祷告。
Several of you this morning have asked me how my wife is doing.
你们中间弟兄姐妹有好几位今天问说这个师母 Steven 师母的身体情况怎么样？
I asked you to pray for her, and you have.
因为我请你们为师母祷告，
See, God is pleased when we talk to him about these things.
神一定很高兴我们弟兄姐妹听到我们的祷告。
God wants to hear from us.
说神知道喜欢我们听他的话。
Another important thing to pray about is to confess our sins, to ask for forgiveness.
另外一个观点就是我们在祷告是要承认我们的罪来请他赦免。
The Lord's Prayer says, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
所以在主祷文中说免我们的债如同我们免了人的债。
So I take time to ask God to forgive me of my sins.
所以我就花时间给神说， 赦免我的罪。
I take time to ask God to forgive me of frustrations that I may have.
也求神给我们把我们那些阻伤，把我们的一切不愉快的事情叫神。
And I ask God to forgive those who frustrate me.
然后我最要紧的是说，那些使我觉得很阻伤的人，我们为他祷告。
And we all go through this.
求神原谅，我们就这样子继续。
You see, God does not want us to carry guilt.
作为神不要我们带了一天到晚带了罪恶感在身上。
God wants us to be free.
是神要我们完全从罪恶感中间释放出来。
You remember what the psalmist said?
你记得在诗篇里面说什么？
I confess my sins to you and didn't try to hide them.
我向神祷告，然后我把我的罪在坦白的承认在你面前，不向你面，然后你就赦免我们的罪。
And now my guilt is gone.
然后我的罪恶感完全就出去了。
Okay, another thing that we can do in a plan as we pray.
所以另外一个事情在我们这个祷告的计划中间。
Is to ask God to help us to make wise decisions.
求神让我们有很明智的选择。
The Lord's Prayer simply says, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil."
所以这里很清楚在主导文里面叫，不要叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
And lastly,
最后说到。
We can end the day with a prayer of encouragement.
然后我们就在我们这个祷告中间说，还要增加我们的这个所有的这种鼓励。
The Lord's Prayer says, "For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." Amen.
因为在上面讲主祷文上说，全是你的，这些国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的，而且。直到永永远远。
You notice the plan that I offered you began with gratitude.
所以你记得我告诉你这个我们要计划为我们祷告的计划，就是我们第一个要谢谢神。
And it ends with encouragement.
是，然后最后就是在使我们鼓励我们。
The disciples said, "Teach us to pray."
这些门徒，耶稣的门徒跟他说，教导我们祷告。
And Jesus said, "This is how you should pray."
耶稣就告诉我说，用主导文这个例子教导他们。
Our Father who art in heaven.
这里告诉我们在天上的父。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。愿你的旨意行在地上。
On earth as it is in heaven.
如同行在天上。
Forgive us of our debt.
我们赦免我们的债。
Forgive our debtors.
然后也赦免我们那些欠我们债的人。
And lead us not into temptation.
不要叫我们遇见试探。
But deliver us from evil.
救我们脱离凶恶。
For thine is the power and the kingdom and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远、永远、永远。阿门。
Lord, teach us to pray.
主啊，教导我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.